On the pedestal in the middle of the room are seven dressmakers' mannequins, whose clothing and adornment embody the seven topics of this section hidden behind the curtains. This image of a theatre performance was chosen intentionally. After all, what's getting dressed if not preparation for making an appearance on society's stage?
Show me what you're wearing, and I'll tell you who you are. Indeed, it is not always as simple as that. With globalization and the triumphant worldwide spread of Western clothing styles, it's become much harder to judge people by what they wear. Still, there is some truth to the saying. Clothes don't just protect us against the weather and our environment. Their design is closely linked to cultural norms. With their clothing, accessories, and body decoration, people all over the world express their position in society, or the position they would like to have.
Someone's choice of clothing, adornment, and colours can say a lot about that person, about his or her gender, phase of life, political or religious status, geographical origin or historical context, membership in a particular descent or ethnic group, profession or community of belief, economic status, and much, much more. By wearing the same clothes, people in groups can distinguish themselves from others and strengthen their group identity. There are limits, however, regarding the personal freedom of choice. Limits which are defined very differently in every group, society, or culture one belongs to.